Hello and welcome to the Over Under Achievers. I'm one of your hosts, Mike McCoy, and joining me as always, it's the noise that all of America just got that probably, honestly, it probably killed at least, if I said the number at 49 and a half, are you taking the over or under on cardiac events because of the emergency whatever thing that hit everybody's phone? Hit ours right before we started recording, and I whispered a bad word. I know I did.
Legally, I'm not going to answer that question.
Sure, but if you did.
But if I were to, it's above zero is my point.
It is. It's 100. It's above 50. I'll tell you that right now. It's above 50 because I'm a young man. I'm in decent shape. I'm in over decent plus shape. And there was a flutter. There was a cardiac flutter. So I can't imagine what someone like in the 80s, 90s. I don't know how many politicians almost bit it just now because of what just happened.
Maybe that's why they did it. What if we just lost a couple of ding-dong politicians?
Bro.
God forbid.
God forbid. Obviously, caveat. An assault on the gerontocracy. Like, that's the kind of conspiracy.
Did you make this nationwide test go out?
If I did,
I got to tell you, there is hundreds of hours of audio in the public that says you're against old people. And then this National Weather Service, whatever, test just went out. If we lost like three or four, it's going to be a conspiracy against you quick.
Look, you check the tapes. The way I reacted, because I was just summing up an unfortunate, not great conversation of news I'd received. And then it was the perfect punctuation.
Not against anybody's health, just to be clear.
No, not. Well, maybe.
No, it might. No. We don't want to.
But would I have reacted like that? No. Now, in the government or whoever's defense, did they tell us for several days that this was happening? Yes, of course they did. But I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to keep up with all of your alert demands that are going to be.
They told us it was going to be at 2:21 Eastern time.
Like, I don't know. I mean, even if they did, I would not have paid attention to that. But even
Agreed.
Even if they were just like, it's floating. Who knows what's going to happen? I'd be okay with that too, honestly.
I got to tell you, I saw a headline that was like, hey, be aware, there's going to be an alert. And I was like, nah, okay, whatever. I get tons of notifications. I did not know it was going to take over my phone, my computer, and my Apple Watch all at the same time. And it vibrated my house.
Yeah. I think my note, if they came to us, they're like, okay, feedback, let's focus group this. I'd be like, can we make it a little quieter? I understand the purpose. I understand the intent. It was too loud.
Here's my note. Let's build up to it, okay? A slight vibrate. Then a little bit more of a vibrate. Then a little bit of a buzz. And then you're like, is that a fly flying by my ear? Let's ramp up. And then it can go double loud next time, as long as there is a clear ramp going on.
I like a sort of alarm clock situation where it's building. It's not, let's kill this person dead right now. It's like, man, if they are not noticing this, then we do need to escalate this a little bit. I think it's why restaurants, when your table's ready, they don't just like hit you with the ambulance alarm. It's just like a light vibration. And I don't like saying the word vibration, like with what we're talking about, you know, I just don't want to do that. But I do think you're onto something of just like, maybe like a slow build that'll get their attention.
Okay, I want a new blog on our website, just kidding, that we rank the power of those restaurant buzzers because I don't know what restaurants you're going to, but I get startled at some restaurants by the strength of the buzzer that I've just got like sitting on my knee and then all of a sudden like it starts vibrating viciously. There are some subtle ones and there are some not subtle ones.
This is a fantastic point. And honestly, I'm not going to a lot of restaurants right now. And the ones I am going to, it's not like a buzzer situation, but we did go recently. I took Ashley and Marlo. We were at any number of child's events where we had to kill like a tight 38 minutes, you know, so you can't really do anything. So we went to a Chewy's and they have a whole like phalanx of buzzers. And they're all
what
charging.
What is a phalanx?
It's just like a tight conglomeration of electronic devices.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're
all charging, but the blinkers go at different rates and speeds.
Yes.
And I was just mesmerized. Like, why wouldn't this be synced up? It's absurd. But it had a very light buzz, and I did appreciate the experience with it.
You know what? New sponsor alert. Let's be sponsored by the makers of restaurant buzzers.
Okay. Okay, I don't
but
even
only
know.
The good ones. I want the elite ones. I don't want the middling ones. I don't want the ones that can only hold a charge for 5 seconds. I want the good ones. You know, the skinny kind of tall ones, not the square ones. Those
are
overrated.
Put it on a hard surface and it goes off like it's like a firecracker happening right there. I just feel like let's stimulate the economy. Let's get some jobs out there and let's make every restaurant have a mascot. And it's that mascot's job to wordlessly come over and let you know that your table's ready, you know, and like, let's see that theater degree like put to use or something.
I love it.
I didn't even introduce you. It's Jason Waterfalls. So you're Jason. We're here barely. Not all of us made it probably, but if you did survive the great emergency notification of 2023, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Jason, what's good, man? How are we doing?
Doing well. Softball's over for a little lady. Little man's got his baseball tournament this weekend. And then I think that I can watch football on Saturdays and Sundays instead of going to one of his games on Saturday at 6 and one of his games on Sunday at 6, which I think is the worst situation that's ever happened to me in my entire life, which makes it a fantastic life.
It's sure. It's a problem. It's not the worst problem to have, but it is a very significant problem if it is a bad problem for you to have. You know, I put it up there with like church life groups where it's like, just pick a Tuesday night. That's the night you pick. Don't pick a Friday or Saturday, not even a Sunday.
Stray.
Pick a terrible night and make it a little better. Don't take a great night that I'm having and make it worse with what you're trying to do to me. So I'm happy. I'm happy for you, man.
Mr. McCoy, how are you doing? Are you rested? You're back. You're better than ever. Back. No more live shows for 2023.
You know, I think don't ask questions you don't want to hear the answer for. So I think it's probably just good to move on. I've got an eye exam tomorrow. I'm feeling great about. Need some new contacts. We've got a misaligned fall break coming up. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I do have some big barbecue smoking plans this weekend. Like some.
What do we got cooking?
We're going Boston butt. We're going just like classic old school. You know, we've obviously Kings of Wine pretzel bread sponsor, etc. I'm not saying it's free. It's not. But I did get it anyway. But we're just going to crush some football, man. Just going to like. Yeah. Heat the pool one last time, you know, cue George Washington Hamilton one last time, just like in the pool.
Wow, that sounded wonderful.
No, it's a syllable.
Sometimes people forget that you used to be a singer.
Well, everyone can be a singer. Like there's no, that doesn't mean you're a good singer, you know, it's just like
a lot of people forget that you used to be a singer on stage.
Well, stages are open forums for people, you know, and anyone can access those at any time and do anything they want. There's a little part of me. That was, you know, I'm not saying I invited people to come up on stage and fight us at our Atlanta Live show.
I cut that out.
I'm sad. Nope. Did you really?
Absolutely. I cut that out.
I'm not saying I wanted.
Did you not know that?
I did not know that. No.
You didn't know in the moment when you were recording and you were saying, I'd be willing. If somebody coming up on stage, all right, whatever. You come up on stage. Let's fight. No, I'm absolutely cutting that out. Because then somebody comes up on stage and there's audio that I'm responsible for that invites that to happen.
I'm just saying I never invited someone. I just said if you choose to, you're going to be closer to Jamie. So pick your poison, you know?
That absolutely got cut. That was not even a question of if that got cut or not.
That is tough. Well, I'm sad no one just took it on. Or, you know, like, I'm not saying I wanted people to throw stuff at us, but like, it would have been interesting if it happened.
There was two people that took off all their clothes and got kicked out in the balcony. What more do you want?
Okay, you heard that story the same time I did. Is there still part of you that's like, that didn't happen? There's just no way that happened.
No, because the look in that person's face that told the story, she had no reason to lie to us. We were in the lobby of a Hampton Inn on the 20th floor. There was no world in which she had any information or any reason, I should say, to make that up.
Multiple people confirmed it. I still don't believe it. I just don't know what I was doing. Why did I not notice that? Also, Hampton Inn, why is your lobby on the roof? Like, what are we doing?
I kind of liked it, except for checking in. The rest was pretty cool.
It was okay. I'm now that you're saying that, I'm not against it. It's just for the Hampton Inn to innovate that. I don't feel comfortable with what they were doing.
Do you believe that that's the first hotel chain to do something like that? Because I'm gonna guess not. I don't think Hampton Inn is known for their innovative lobby placements.
That's fair. That's a fair
point. Hey, no hate to the Hampton Inn. That's a hotel chain that I'd stay in regularly. So no diss there. Great breakfast situation at all Hampton Inns. Complimentary, love all that. Sometimes a bar, sometimes not a bar. This one had one. Balcony, etc. It was all right there. I loved it.
Now that I'm thinking about it, the place we stayed in New York did have a lobby, not on the floor. So yeah, just immediately my fault on that. Are you a hotel breakfast, let me camp out here and have like a three-course situation? Like you really like hunker down, you know, for the winter on breakfast?
No. However, I am not a hunker down. I do like the complimentary breakfast in a hotel. I like the optionality of it, like a buffet type situation, but I never have to pay $25.99 when I'm not going to eat that much.
Of course. It's
breakfast. So, yeah, I appreciate Hampton Inn.
I can see you really like posting up on the waffle station, you know, making people interact with you. Be like, you and me, I can do it. Like, take
I'm
it over.
Interact with people at breakfast. Now, I will say, at Hampton Inn, I do make myself waffles for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then I put cream cheese on the waffles.
Just, oh, my God. What?
It's just waffles and cream cheese. It's like a bagel.
That is an anarchical spirit so early in the morning on a trip. You trying to clog that colon like at the gate, dog? What you doing? That is so complicated.
What's the difference? It's a, you know, bagel and cream cheese, a waffle and cream cheese. A lot of cheese fits in all those little orifices. Is that the right word?
Unfortunately, it is. It is. It feels like you're trying to like masonry work your colon into not functioning how you need it to in a place where you're not at home.
I gotta tell you a little secret, okay? That might slow it down, but this colon works all the time. Every day, all day. Know what I mean?
I gotcha. I understand exactly what you mean now. Okay, let's go ahead and get to some stuff that we want to talk about. You know, there's a little, we mentioned some conspiracy theory stuff at the top. I also wanted to dive into, you know, the Taylor Swift of it all, obviously, is out there. It made me think for a second, and I wanted to see if we could like overachieve or underachieve on this idea. It's all front and center right now, the Taylor Swift of it all. That's not an original take.
Do you want to just call me a baby and get it over with?
No, you're not a baby. It's okay. Maybe
I still believe it's love.
Look, I hope it is. I've come all the way full circle. I'm like, I actually hope this is the realest thing that's ever happened, you know? But if it's not, if you are maybe a more pragmatic kind of thinker, you have to consider, because the NFL is embracing it so full-heartedly, what is this really about? Because it's not that the NFL's like, we need more fans necessarily. My thought became, what are they hiding, right? This is the distraction. What is it distracting for? Did you have anything that you're like, man, they have to consider that maybe they're like hiding this aspect of it?
Well, we got Aaron Rodgers calling Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer because Travis Kelce is in a Pfizer commercial.
Right.
So now Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I know she went to the Jets game. He was in a different box. But Aaron Rodgers and Taylor Swift, conspiracies, our show, always talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now
we're
always talking about Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Is it us? Like, at what point does accountability come into play that we have to say we are part of the problem? We are helping them hide whatever it is they're hiding.
I'm the problem. It's me. That's what I'm.
Oh my gosh.
It kind of makes sense, honestly. I did really enjoy the Aaron Rodgers, I'm not getting enough attention, so I do need to insert myself into this. And I don't know if him deciding to call Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer was a result of him getting kind of stonewalled Monday night and not being the center of attention, but it didn't feel unrelated, I'll tell you that.
There is something that's going on here. For the record, I am starting to doubt if it's true love. Okay. Because there's commercials running. There are pre-produced bits about Taylor Swift. Everybody's talking about it. All the numbers are up. The demos for the NFL are expanding. We've got the Toy Story game. We've got Taylor Swift involved. We've got TikTok. Every social thing in the world is talking about Taylor Swift and the NFL. As if either of the two of them needed any additional publicity, it has worked. What are they hiding?
Okay, two things. Number one, let me hit you right in the heart of your cream cheese waffle thought here and tell you, what if...
Don't knock it till you tried it.
What if they started out, this is very orchestrated, but what if they actually fall in love over the orchestration of it all? We go full rom-com. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know Taylor's preferences, okay? Mm-hmm. Her body, her choice. If she's looking to have kids... It's about that time, that age. There's plenty of things. My wife's in that world that could help down the road, certainly. But what if there's going to be an actual marriage here? What if this lasts? What if there's... I'm not saying they're going to be married for 20 years, but what if... Would that be the biggest thing in the planet, is if Taylor Swift, right after her tour, started building up to a wedding?
Dog, where I immediately went after you're saying this is, like, forget the NFL, forget her next tour. The next year is spent with her it's like the reverse Hunger Games, like the Horn Dog Games. And it's her just surveying and being like, who do I want to reproduce with? And
she picked Travis Kelce.
Look, you could do worse, right? It's okay. He's looking pretty good. But I feel like just her, it's a tournament. Every city sends like their best candidate, you know, and it's just her walking through and be like, that's some fine stock right there. I really enjoy that. That's looking great, you know? And it's a whole draft thing. Mel Kiper gets involved. I don't know what Todd McShay's up to ever since he got laid off, but he can talk about like, you know, some height weight stuff going on for some of these dudes. I'm immediately in on this completely.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was something more nefarious.
Spoiler alert, it is. We just don't know what it is. Like, well, we can take some wild swings here. We can find a couple of coaches, the Bears defensive coordinator. Something not good's going on there. And
that's true.
Guess what? No one's talking about it. You know?
Boom. That's actually the one. I think that might be the thing, because some of the stuff that's been allegated,
alleged,
is not great with him. Part of me was like, is it just maybe the games aren't very interesting anymore? Because I don't know if this is a natural progression of like just me as a person. I have really found myself going more towards college football and way more away from NFL games, just in terms of like being able to sit and watch and be entertained by it. I don't know if it's the football. I don't know if it's my attention span. I don't know, but I'm not really as engaged with some of these games as much as I used to be.
That's interesting. I will watch one at a time and focus on a college football game. But when that red zone hits in that 1 o'clock slot for Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love the NFL so much. The Thursday night games have been meh, but fun. I don't know. I'm all in. I'm all in on the Monday night slate. I'm all in on everything NFL. I think that this is a fun week for gambling. We'll get to that this episode, but college football has been fun. But there've been some weeks where there's not so good matchups.
You don't even believe that. How dare you? Preposterous. What a preposterous take. You know, I don't know if I've said this. I wonder if part of my thing with college is when you pan to the crowd, it's so much more hopeful and it's so much more kind and decent. And when you go to the NFL, you just see people, you're like, I just don't feel like you have a great grasp on reality. And it's like every single weekend you get a video of somebody beating somebody else up in the stands. And I'm sure maybe that happens in college, but it just seems, I don't know, it seems a little bit more pure and the emotions are a little bit not as drug and alcohol addled.
Buddy, if you think that college football is pure, you might have found the conspiracy for the NFL, that the NFL is hiding. We might know the target and it's you.
At least the fan experience is just a little bit more pure, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm just naive. Maybe I'm just getting naive in my own. Maybe, you know, these emergency broadcast alerts are really about my naivete. I don't know. I don't know, man. Speaking of naivete, let's do another overachieving, underachieving segment here, because, you know, we're five, going on 5 weeks in to the season. So we are more than a quarter of the way there. And, you know, a lot of times you make predictions and then you see what's up and everything's completely like turned upside down because you didn't have the context or someone got injured or whatever. So instead of just like riding with what we predicted and what we thought, I thought, why don't we do like a NFL re-predictions? Why don't we like use the context we have and try to make some assumptions on the season? So I don't know. You want to go like division by division and kind of work through it?
Yeah. I mean, I think you know something that I'm not going to re-predict. If we just want to start there and get it out of the way.
Sure. Yeah. You want to go AFC East and talk about the Bills?
The Bills are the best team in the league. That's just so obvious at this point.
Okay. Hottest or best?
Best. They're going to win the Super Bowl. They are the best team. They figured it out just like I said they would this year.
Okay.
I'm more in than I've ever been.
This is tough because I'm going to be honest with you. As your friend, I want to support you. As just another person in the world listening to you and your confidence, I immediately want to sabotage everything and I want this to fail. So I'm really torn because I do want to support you. And I don't think you would high step in my face if they win the Super Bowl. You know, I really don't think that.
No, not in your face. You've not said there's no way they're going to win the Super Bowl and they're terrible. There's nothing to high step in your face about.
So should I own that corner and just be like, there's no way they're winning the Super Bowl? There's just no way they're winning the Super Bowl?
I would recommend that you don't. Okay.
But you know, when you say things like that, it makes me want to do it. It immediately makes me want to do it. Immediately, plus 25% of my wanting to do that now.
Points against through four games? The Dallas Cowboys, 41. They've played some crap teams. The Bills, 55. That's the second best points against. That is a good team.
Here's the insane thing.
Is, the Dolphins have given up 119 points.
Yeah. Look, I think there's... I will say this. I had a little bit of like snap judgment after they got beat by the Jets in that opening game of the season. And rightfully so. That was an insane loss to have.
That was an insane loss.
Josh Allen looked terrible. I don't think some of the things that happened aren't still true. You know, I do have some concerns about their ability to run the ball. I do have some concerns about the offensive play calling. I think they look like a totally different team now, though. I think they're red hot. I don't think this is actually who they are. I just think they're playing at a really high level. But I do think they're the class of the AFC East. And I think originally coming into the season, I think we kind of thought all four teams are going to be pretty good. So this is going to be rough. Now, suddenly, you know, the Dolphins are the Dolphins, and they're going to be right there in the mix.
Let's give them some full credit. The Dolphins are scary.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. If
you figured out a way to hold them back, and you're a good defense, the Bills. But if I'm any other team in the league, I'm very scared that they're going to put 70 up on me, depending on no matter what happened the previous week. Like, they can explode at any time. They are so freaking fast. They're so freaking smart on offense, and I think the Bills just figured out a good game plan for them.
I looked at some next gen stats.
Nice, really breaking down the numbers, huh?
I know. There's no not obnoxious way to say that, to be honest with you. I thought in my head, like, how do I say this and I don't sound like the most obnoxious person in the world? There's just no way to do it. But like the top six fastest ball carriers of the season are all Dolphins. Like 100%, like they're all hitting 22 miles an hour, which is insane. They have some fatal flaws, and the Mike McDaniel vibes are just immaculate right now. But I think you're exactly right. AFC East, I don't even know what I said about the AFC East, but I think your take about the Bills is pretty... It's pretty good. And I think, you know, as we expand to the rest of the AFC, the reason I have some hesitation going against you on the Bills is if you take away the Chiefs, who's stepping into the Bills in the rest of the AFC? Can you think of anyone that you're reasonably afraid of?
It would be the Ravens if they stopped getting injured.
Yeah, and which they won't. That's what they
figured out, like, three things. So, you know, I'm downplaying that pretty well there, but, it's the Chiefs. Let's move on to the AFC West for a situation of, my gosh, I'm going to re-predict that Sean Payton doesn't coach after next season for the Broncos.
Dang. Like, he steps away?
Yeah.
He has the Urban Meyer heart attack?
He's going to do something, because guess what? That's a terrible team, and he's doing a terrible job coaching it. I cannot believe that he's getting nothing out of that team. Maybe I can believe it.
Yeah, I know they had a little bit of injury thing too, and I know Russ is washed. I think to yours, I'm going to re-predict that Brandon Staley gets fired at the end of this year. That just feels kind of locked down, just like their vibe and their experience. But it's the Chiefs, but they do have, and we might have even said this at the time, they do have that residue of they're not as good, but they have the pedigree, and they have Patrick Mahomes, which is kind of all you need. So it's like, even though I don't think they're equally as talented as some of these teams, they will be in the Final Four. Fact.
The Chiefs' regular season this season reminds me of, like, Peyton Manning playoff teams, to where somehow the offense takes a step back and the defense takes a step up.
Yeah.
Like, the best part about the Chiefs right now, don't get me wrong, Patrick Mahomes is incredible, Travis Kelce is incredible, etc. But the best part of the Chiefs right now, as far as like a team structure standpoint, very well may be the defense, which is crazy to think about, because if the offense really starts clicking, because it's not like they've been playing terrible.
Yeah.
They're just not, you know, the greatest show on grass or whatever you want to call it. If the defense keeps playing like this, it's absolutely the Chiefs and the Bills in the end at the for the AFC.
Yeah, and it's to the point of, I don't even, because, you know, if you expand to the AFC North and the AFC South, which are kind of... AFC North is like everyone's decent. AFC South is like everyone's disgusting to watch. You know, I don't know any team in either of these divisions that will be a factor in the Chiefs versus Bills of it all. You know, I would have thought the Browns maybe, and obviously I think we probably both predicted the Bengals at the beginning of the season. I don't know how broken that is, but I don't think it's, I don't think it can break back this year. But I do, I mean, to our credit, I don't think we deserve a lot of credit, but I think we kind of called out, this is going to be a Bengals year from hell, probably. It just feels like it's time for them to endure that. But the Browns, they're weird. And like even hoping for them feels weird to do, you know?
They're weird. And it's kind of like the opposite of the Texans. I think the Texans front office has some weird people. And obviously there's some connection to Deshaun. But on the field, the Texans are very fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I cannot believe we like D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
And we like CJ Stroud. But I cannot believe that the two of them together, I know that, you know, he's a defensive coach, blah, blah, blah. And this is a rookie quarterback. But the two of them together are like having success immediately.
Yeah.
But it's actually being done like in this fun. It seems like they're a good team environment type situation. I don't know if Hard Knocks is doing in season or not. But if they are and we don't know about it, I hope it's with the Texans. I think that that would be very cool.
Now, for longtime listeners, they'll remember when you used to be a fan of the Texans before Deshaun Watson got weird. I think what myself...
It was more the... I was starting to leave because the front office was getting weird and
sure.
racist and hiring people that were the chaplains for other teams.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Like, I do.
And this was before Lovie Smith, so...
Yeah. So just to clarify, the Deshaun Watson stuff didn't bother you. It was more...
Hold on. No. I'm just saying that was the final straw.
Right.
And there was no coming back for me.
Sure. What it just sounded like, one of those, you know, broke up with someone 6 months later, you see them, you just send a text like, hey, great seeing you tonight. Don't know what it leads to. Might lead to something though.
How much do you have invested in FTX just because Brady was a sponsor? Do you want to do this?
Listen, I told you, man, that stuff's a scam. Did you see this stuff where he's flirting with Kim Kardashian about auction stuff? It's like, how do you flirt over auctioning? Bidding on auctions. I've never seen a situation where that made sense.
That's the most romantic thing I can think about. What are you talking about?
I thought someone said that's like a super rich people kink, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's how they get it down. I'm like, I don't think I want to be rich if that's true, unfortunately. But that's just open up your possibilities, dog. Like if you want to go back to Houston, become a Texans fan.
I do not. I just bought some Bills clothes.
Look at this guy.
From Fanatics, not a sponsor yet.
Double, yeah, not yet.
Do you want to do your re-prediction on your favorite AFC South team now?
Yeah, or? Thank you. I was about to skip to the NFC North. I wasn't avoiding it.
I thought that you might have been doing that. Interesting.
Dog, it's in my rear view so bad that I'm like, moving on, you know? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, you know? And I took one. Look, I'm saying this. I still feel like they're going to be in the mix. They're going to be like a first-tier playoff team. You know, they're going to be like those Matt Schaub Texans teams where it's like, they're not going to win, but they're here. They're here too.
The Matt Schaub Texans teams did win in the regular season.
And then we play the Bengals. The Texans, it's awkward. It is so awkward.
Go back and look at the records.
You want to be a Texans
fan. Matt Schaub is a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence.
Right now?
Ever. In the NFL. Let me be very clear.
Okay. I'm going to put that in our unimportant predictions file to revisit in like 15 years. And we can like look at the...
Please.
Matt Schaub secretly had a pretty good pro career.
Yes.
Fact.
Lots of yards. Lots of pick sixes too. But we're not going to count that stat specifically.
I just think their offense can be better. And it wasn't. So it just feels like more of the same. Like you could tell me any of these teams win the division and I'd be like, okay, that makes sense. But I also don't care because I don't think it matters. I think the Lions are probably who we thought, which is good. The Packers are... 2-2, but I feel like they're trash. I feel like they're just straight butt, you know, like they're the perfect manifestation of like 8-9, you know, that's where they
Jordan Love might be the best closing quarterback in the league. Some, for whatever reason, he can play in the fourth quarter though.
Can he? Or do teams just like really like go vanilla and that's when he cooks, you know?
I mean, maybe, but the stats are the stats. So here we are.
I don't know. NFC South, the Bucks are the big surprise. You know, I don't think the Falcons or Saints are that much of a surprise. The Panthers really suck. But the Bucks, man. Baker.
I'll judge the Saints because I thought the Saints were going to win the division. I'll judge the Saints when Derek Carr is back and healthy because as soon as he went out in that Packers game, it's been a whole different vibe. And he definitely should not have played last week, in my opinion. Sit him one more week, get him back healthy. But Baker, man, don't bet against Baker. It's pretty incredible that he's on his fourth team in 2 years. I think, what was the stat? He started for three teams in three straight years.
Yeah.
But he's on his fourth team in two point whatever years, whatever the situation is. This guy is a gamer. And he is very fun to watch. And just Mike Evans was like trying to get out. Maybe he's just going to stay and win the division now.
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting numbers on Baker holds the ball a little bit longer, so those downfield routes get open a little bit more versus Tom Brady, who just wants to not get hit or not get sacked. So it really opens up their offense. I still don't think they're a factor. This really comes down to the next two divisions, NFC East, NFC West. It's Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers. See, I'm going to put the Seahawks in there. They're not on the same level, but they're good. I think their depth can be scary at times.
I got to tell you, kudos to Geno. I said the Seahawks at the beginning of the year were going to take a step back because that was a fluke. So far, through four games, it's looked exactly like last year. Geno got a little knocked up the other night. Well, maybe he didn't get knocked up. Maybe
he made it sound like he got pregnant.
I think he's not pregnant. Yeah. But
you don't know that. You don't know that.
Injured on the knee. Okay. Yeah. I mean, his body's choice. He got injured the other night. Let's just say Drew Lock, not the same quarterback. Okay.
No.
The chaotic energy of Drew Lock is fun to watch, though.
Watching Will Ferrell ask Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, are we about to enter the Drew Lock era? And no one knowing what to say was one of my favorite moments from the Manning cast the other night.
Will Ferrell was he was hilarious, as always. Not a big mystery or a big announcement there. However, I don't think he was watching the game at all, because every time they were like, hey, what's going on the field? What do you think this is going to be? He's like, I can't see the TV. He's like, I got to put my glasses on to read this play. When he would read, like when he was doing his fake play calls.
Yeah.
I don't think he could actually see the game, but that Manning cast was definitely fun to watch, because Eli's not going to just like bury Daniel Jones.
Sure.
But man,
let's get Eli off the Giants games. Come on. Conflict of interest, guys. I'm not even blaming Eli. Let's don't force him to try to think on the spot about how to not rip a team that is trash right now.
Or maybe we just don't put the Giants on Monday Night Football, and if they are, we flex schedule them immediately right now.
Even like last year, like this was all duct tape and you know, heart. So why would you prioritize that? I mean, I know New York, whatever. I would like to see Brian Daboll with Caleb Williams or Drake May. I wouldn't hate that. I think that could be just fine and dandy for me. Do you feel more strongly or less strongly about Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers? I mean, because you're saying you got it wrong about the Seahawks. I think I kind of got it right about the Seahawks. I very much got it wrong about the 49ers, because I was like, they are taking steps back. It's been a drain of talent on the roster. They look better than ever, honestly. They really do.
49ers, Bills, Super Bowl. That is my prediction right now. And I don't know. One of those teams missing the playoffs is probably the only way I'm going to get off of that prediction. But there's just no... The Eagles have taken a step back. They do not look like they did last year.
Fair.
And the 49ers took a step forward. They look unbelievable. Brock Purdy is the best quarterback on the planet if your head coach's name is Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, the only way they... to me, the only way they don't win the Super Bowl is if they start getting injured like they always do. You know, That's the only way this doesn't happen. Especially when you think of what had to happen to kind of keep them out of the Super Bowl last year with Brock Purdy's elbow exploding. And I know the Ravens still kind of close, you know?
I know the Ravens get hurt a lot, but I feel like it's been more devastating than usual. It feels like the Ravens have taken that major injury train from the 49ers.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it's just early, because it's a marathon, not a sprint. But you mentioned Super Bowl. Obviously, you're on the Bills. I wanted to bring up two different things to bet on. The Super Bowl odds, obviously, the Chiefs have the best at +550, and the Niners are right there, too, at +550. The Bills are at +750. Have you invested your monies on that?
I have. For the season, I don't remember what number I got, but I've got money on the Bills to win everything. I got to tell you, what if just a little sprinkle on the Seahawks?
Okay.
Just a little sprinkle on the Seahawks. They make some kind of a long run, as long as they don't play the 49ers. I can see the Seahawks winning a playoff game or two, and then you cash out, right?
I got to be honest. I hate that. I hate that so much. I love the Seahawks. There's no way I'm seeing Geno in the Super Bowl. I just can't.
No, he's not making it to the Super Bowl, but I just want to cash. Like, what if if you look at those numbers, what is a team that's got a, you know, +1500 or more type situation? I'm definitely not betting on the Cowboys. They're +1000.
Talk to me about the Lions. Talk to me about the Lions.
I'm gonna do it today. You're right. That's the one. I want that to happen, and I think that they're gonna make it at least to the second round. Give me some kind of a cash out option there. Hopefully they don't play the 49ers. Maybe I need to see the bracket first before.
No. You know why? Because I can talk you into it right now. Number one, Brock Purdy's other elbow explodes. Christian McCaffrey gets hurt like he does. Debo hurt like he does. Kittle hurt like he does. Now, can the Lions beat the Eagles? I don't know, maybe. And now you're, suddenly you're in the NFC Championship, you know?
That is a path that all Detroit Lions fans are going to be very happy that you just came up with.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to happen, but I mean, the Cowboys are still there too, but, you know, can't lose the Cardinals. I mean, should we sprinkle some on the Cardinals? Is Josh Dobbs, is the prince who was promised? I don't know, maybe.
What do you do if you're the Cardinals? Honestly, can you go back to Kyler at this point? You have to, right? You don't have a choice, like, but...
Of all the evaluation and choices, don't forget, they drafted Kyler Murray. They drafted Josh Rosen before Kyler Murray. And then you found your quarterback because the Browns traded him to you, I think. How bad are you at this? If that's how you found your quarterback, you backed into it. And I think they're still going to not roll with him. They're going to go back to Kyler because that's
how dumb. How bad are the Browns at quarterback? Because Deshaun... all the issues, et cetera. And it's clearly not maybe yet. Maybe he'll get back to, he's not what he used to be. Okay. Yeah. And then you get rid of Josh Dobbs as your backup and you have Dorian Thompson Robinson. And he did not look good.
Dorian Thompson Swiss Family Robinson actually is his name.
Please nice. Get
that right. Yeah. You're right. No, he did not. You know, my favorite part about the Kevin Stefanski experience is right now,
his amazing beard.
It's an amazing beard. Objectively, it just is.
Okay. Let's start. Like, always got to start there.
You're walking downtown and you see like an altercation happening not too far away from you, but you freeze and you are trying to make eye contact with other people. Like, are you guys seeing how this is scary? This is tense. What should we do? He looks like he's witnessing a car crash or a bicycle crash or a fight with newspapers. It's not a good vibe for a head coach. He's very handsome though.
He's very What a save right there at the end. I really appreciate that. Sure, it is a great beard.
Yeah. I was like, you got bad facial body language, but you have great facial symmetry. Congratulations. Most valuable player, have you put on Mr. Josh Allen?
I did before the season when the number was higher. I got to say, it's such a team thing going on with the Buffalo Bills right now. I don't know who the favorite to win is. If you take the odds out of it for half a second.
Like, who can you talk yourself into?
Right? Yeah, like, who are you really thinking, like, this guy is on the trajectory to win? There are so many people that are even right now. Josh Allen, Tua, Patrick Mahomes.
Christian McCaffrey. Mahomes isn't going to, he won it last year, doesn't have the firepower this year. So they're naturally, you're going to want a different person. Tua, maybe, but he might get hurt too. Justin Herbert, no. Lamar Jackson, no. Christian McCaffrey, maybe. Purdy, no. No. Trevor Lawrence, maybe. No. Again, Dak, no. So it's really, I think it's Jalen, Tua, Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey. Honestly.
You know what it feels like? Narrative-wise, it feels like a real good season to give it to a defensive player, just so that we make sure that this is in the books of history. This is not a quarterback-only award, right? That's, they slip that in every few years.
Did you see Khalil Mack got 6 sacks the other day?
Yes,
6 sacks. That is an unfair amount of sacks.
I gotta tell you, Khalil Mack looked great as a Raider. Looked great as a Bear.
Yeah,
I don't think Khalil Mack looks incredible as a Charger.
Only offensive skill position players look good as Chargers. No defenders do.
Junior Seau did. He was a Charger that looked like a Charger.
Is this an appropriate time to bring up the disparity in looks between Joey Bosa and Nate Bosa? I never remember this guy. Nick, thank you. Yes.
I was literally thinking about this the other day.
Okay.
Make sure we're on the same page of which one's more attractive, because you've got weird taste in men.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what to do with that. Nick is the Ryan 49ers. Atwood. Nick is the Ryan Atwood. Joey is the Trey Atwood. That feels 100%.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Seth and I was going to get upset, but yes, you landed that plane so well, as you usually do. You're such an attractive man that has good taste in other men. Definitely.
Seth Cohen is Mike McDaniel. If we're using NFL, 100%.
I got to tell you, man, apparently maybe there's other stuff going on with them and their family and their history that's not the best. I read about from time to time.
Okay.
But the disparity in the looks between how attractive, just visually, not saying personality or beliefs or anything like that, that Nick Bosa actually is, and that Joey Bosa is giving... Is that how you say it? Is that how the kids say it?
That's how
he's giving full Jersey Shore vibes the entire time.
I was going to say, like, giving Splinter's nephew vibes.
He's giving Fair like, foul. He's giving like Romanian Jersey Shore vibes.
Yeah.
Whatever the Jersey Shore of Romania is Romania on a water? I don't know.
I'll look. Keep talking. I'll figure it out.
Man, the disparity there. They don't look like brothers at all.
No, they don't. And there's got to be a ton of resentment. Because I would be, if I had a younger brother who was that much more attractive than me.
Which one's younger? Nick?
Nick's got to be, right? Yeah, Joey came out first. And then Nick came out. No, Romania does have a coast. It does have a coast.
Boom!
Yeah. And I think it's also, is that where the Antichrist in the Left Behind movies or books came from, Romania? I don't know. I'll have to check on that. Nikolai Carpathia, where you at, dog? Where you at right now? I've still got my Hertz bet. I'm not loving it, man. I'm not loving it. But he looks okay. He looks okay.
He looks great. They've got the tush push, which we're not going to spend time talking about it because it's just a play in football. And if they get rid of it, they get rid of it. But for now, you're allowed to do it. It doesn't break any rules. Why is everybody freaking out about it?
Everybody's so upset about it. Like in basketball, if they came and play, like a center can toss a point guard, like for an alley-oop and he can dunk and they just kept doing that, I'd be like, I don't know, like solve the play, man.
Well, guess what else? When a running back starts getting tackled by defensive players, offensive linemen rush in and just barrel the whole pile forward.
You know what I would do? If I was a freaking defensive coordinator, instead of just being a little baby and be like, oh, I can't stop the tush push, I would start teaching my players to pick up like one of the bigger guys, pick up one of the lighter secondary players and start whirling him around like a blunt object. And I'd be like, the second you start doing this tush push, my guy's coming in and he's going to hit you like a freaking man hammer. I don't like man hammer. We'll work on the name.
Oh, no. I love man hammer. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring Troy Polamalu in to teach my guys how to jump over the line of scrimmage. And guess what? We might not jump on time always like Troy does, and we're going to get some penalties, but we're going to hit helmet on the quarterback.
That's exactly right. That's what we call a tone check, and that would be completely worth it, you know? Okay, let's go. We've got an overachiever comment from our social post this week and an underachiever. The overachiever is Shelly.Colpo. And she says, so the question we asked was like, which coach in the NFL or college or high school, if you like got a real chaos energy about you, is the most butt of all. And Shelly said, Matt Canada is the buttest of butt coaches. He's never held a job longer than 3 years. And most were less than that. He's a bum. And if Tomlin doesn't cut him loose, he's going to go down with that ship. So full stop there. I'd seen the buzz. Obviously the Steelers offense is, ever since Big Ben retired, it's just been meh. And even when he was there, it was a little meh, you know?
Spoiler alert, it was meh before he retired.
So Matt Canada, just from my perspective, has a kind of like a Brian Ferentz vibe about him, you know? Just coaches a team, gold and black, very unimaginative offense, something like in that regard. I had not heard, she continues, I had not heard this part. Also, the latest rumor that he has a Twitter burner account that he's using to defend the Steelers play calling might be the most hilarious thing I've seen in the NFL. I did see some of his alleged burner account tweets, and they do read very much like, this is Matt Canada, not a cop. I am defending myself on this tweet thread. I think if you are found to be defending yourself on a burner account, you have to resign, step down, be suspended for a year. Not because of anything wrong, but it's just like your dignity is gone and you have to go find it.
Have you seen the actual career path of Matt Canada?
Have not.
Mm-mm. The fact that he is the NFL Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator is wild. He started as an Indiana grad assistant.
Okay.
And then in 1997, he was Butler football's offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach.
Okay.
Here's what I'll say.
Did he coach for Coach O at some point and Coach O fired him?
Yes. Like offensive early? Coordinator and quarterbacks coach for LSU 2017.
Go Tigers.
That was like the year before Joe Burrow, right? Like he almost broke Joe Burrow, I think, is how it went.
Canada, this is America. Matt America, come back to me later.
I just want Coach O to be back in the world so we can do that.
He's on Roback commercials. Look at that.
I always think Roback is like a medical thing, like a topical for men who need help with something. It's not a clothing brand. Not a sponsor, unfortunately. But if you were, I'd know that.
You're not wrong. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know if he's the buttest butt coach of them all, but this is a take, Shelly. I gotta admit that.
I don't hate it. And look, the reason this is a great take is because, yeah, like you have some empirical evidence, but you've also got a guy who's going on social media and being like, is Matt Canada not that bad? I don't know. Let's talk about it in the comments. You know, that's pretty tough stuff.
I want to start burner accounts that are actually fake burner accounts that are us doing it. And then let's see if we can like get caught, but then identified that it's not the person.
Okay. So you want to, okay. How does that make money? Is my question. Hey, sharks, we are offering you.
Okay. So that doesn't make money. But why is Matt
like
Canada?
A shakedown?
Why is Matt Canada like going to have a burner account? He doesn't have a burner account. He probably doesn't even know how to use Twitter.
Dog, if you saw these tweets, he's got a burner account and he's using it. But it's just like, what's your end game with this, Matt Canada? You think you're going to have like such a resistance of people who are like, it's not Matt Canada. There are other problems, and like specifically to the
but that's my point. Let's pick really random things to go stick up for. Okay.
Okay.
Like we're
that should not be stuck up for.
We're going to be Brittany Mahomes burner accounts.
Okay. Okay.
So then we're just going to go around the internet and just stick up for Brittany Mahomes. That's going to immediately make it look like those are Brittany Mahomes burner accounts.
Here's where my head went immediately when you said this. And it's like, it was the Hello Sharks moment where we go ahead and we like get the sense of people who are struggling a little bit. So before they even get to, I probably need a burner account. We've already made it for them and we have it. Would you like to buy it from us?
You can't. Exactly. Hello, monetization. You can't burner for yourself better than we will burner for you.
That's right. You have plausible deniability, which I always
you have real deniability. It wasn't you.
Yeah, but you had to pay us. So that
yeah, obviously.
That's not plausible deniability anymore.
But they pay us to join them for a dinner. Mm. You know what I mean? Like they're paying us for something else.
Sure. And bring a manila folder with money in it, but leave it on
or or a McDonald's bag.
Yeah. Jeremy Guthrie style. Is that his name?
Pruitt?
Guthrie? Pruitt. I always want to call him Guthrie. You just look like chicken fingers to me. You know, that's what it is. The underachieving comment from our social post was this from Musman 88. I think Chad is his name. And he said, starting shark biting to death and I'm sitting electrocution. The scene from Green Mile is too much for me to go through. This is not bad or wrong.
It's very bad.
It brings the vibe down, Chad. It just brought the vibe down a little bit.
No. This is not. I'm having flashbacks. What's a bad flashback? What's it called?
Nightmare. No, just bad flashback. I think bad flashback is what we call it.
I thought there was like a name for it.
PTSD, Vietnam like memories or something. Oof. Like Chihuahua dog with like Vietnam hazy in the background behind him. Verbal meme.
I watched The Green Mile a ton. It was my favorite movie.
What, a ton? Like multiple viewings?
Yeah, I own the DVD and the book. Never read the book, but I always had it on my bookshelf. And on the cover was Tom Hanks and Clark Michael Duncan, I think his name is.
Dog. Are you serious right now? Are you being real? It's just Michael Clark Duncan. You got so close to the finish line and then you threw up on yourself and died.
Well, unfortunately, he died. So not a lasting
spoiler
matter.
Spoiler alert. Hit him with the spoiler alert first.
In real life.
No, I know. He did. Also, spoiler alert. That's still a spoiler alert. You know?
I don't think you have to spoiler alert.
It is. If someone wasn't ready to know that someone died, you know, you told me Patrice O'Neill was dead and I was like, I'm not ready to hear that.
I wish
you would have given me a spoiler alert.
I was all on electrocution. Now that I remember, I completely blacked this out of my memory.
Yeah.
The Green Mile scene. I'm back to shark biting.
I've never watched The Green Mile. I know.
What? Oh my gosh, dude. It made me cry like a baby.
Why would I want that? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to get invested in someone in a relationship just to watch him get electrocuted? That's insane.
He was such a good actor in that movie.
You know my favorite scene? Not in that movie. In Armageddon. But when in Talladega Nights. When
don't do it,
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah,
don't trust to curse Ricky. His child. He's like, don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. it's the most dramatic scene I've ever seen in my life. It's great, man. Well, those are the comments. Again, a big thanks to everybody who comments on our social media and participates and engages with us. We want to use those as much as we can. And before we get to our Kings of Wine pretzel bread payday pick, we want to remind everybody that we are recapping the season of Survivor on our feed over at our Substack. So if you want to make sure and get every episode of that recap, go to knoxrecord.com and support us there so you get the primetime feed. And you can see that when you go to the podcast tab on the menu. And the good thing is that supporting us means that you get all the newsletter content that's paywalled as well as the Over and Underachievers primetime feed. And we're also going to be dropping our ADHD audio episodes there as well. And our new Survivor recaps. And again, it's nothing extra. It's just what it's always been. We're just adding more value to that. So, okay, Jason, it's time to advise the people on how to get a payday this weekend, brought to you by Kings Wine Pretzel Bread. While our picks for your next payday are just guesses, the only real guarantee in life is Kings Wine Pretzel Bread. It won't make your family love you or your boss respect you, but it will be delicious. Gear run team. Jason, what are your predictions and bets sure to be correct?
I'm doing something stupid, man. I had a good weekend of gambling even though I had to place my bets before we went down to Atlanta, I made a bunch of money back. I wasn't chasing. It's just what I thought was going to happen this weekend. Sure. It happened. Made some money. That's awesome. Makes up for the week before that. World's evenest gambler. Commanders versus Bears. Bills versus Jags. Lions versus Panthers. Dolphins versus Giants.
This is a parlay?
I'm going to parlay.
Oh my gosh.
Money line. I'm going to parlay spread. I'm going to parlay a tease. Commanders, Bills, Lions, Dolphins. Write it down. Guaranteed. They're all covering.
Are you, is a meteor going to hit the earth and I don't know about it yet? Or are you like, is there, you have
it
like
might.
24 hours to live?
It might when they got to pay out that bet to me.
Okay. This feels like someone being like standing on the edge of a volcano and be like, should we jump in? And I'm not going to jump in with you, but I am going to watch. And I hope it works out for you.
You know what it is? I'm on the edge of a volcano and I'm saying, I think I can jump across.
Were you a big jump? Like if you were going to do a feat of like athletic bravado, was it to jump across something? Like what was your go-to?
Stand on my head.
Okay. Okay.
Round offs, cartwheel, real clean cartwheels.
You do have a big gymnastics energy. Last time when you came to our first Birmingham house, you challenged my oldest daughter to some gymnastics, and she was
a headstand.
Yeah, no, you did some other stuff because she still talks about it. She was like, he was surprisingly agile and flexible.
And I am.
I know he was. Yeah, like, what do you want me to say? Okay, I don't want our listeners to feel like they have to be invested in the Commanders Bears game. That's. What a poo-poo platter.
Don't invest in it. Commanders minus six, okay, against a very dysfunctional, actually terrible team.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee. The Bills at home minus 5.5 for your terrible Jaguars?
Why are we doing that? I took accountability. I was like, look, it was a miss, you know? Like, I stepped away, you know?
Okay, yeah. My bad. Lions minus 9.5 against the Panthers. Unless Andy Dalton's playing, they're going to win by 20. Dolphins minus 11 at home for the Giants. These are all guarantees, man.
A part of me, this isn't like about what you're saying. Part of me just wants to go all road dogs, like individually, and just see how I do this week in the NFL.
Not this is not the week. Look
but
at the four games.
This
I just
feels
told
like
you.
The week where everyone's the like, Jags I are gonna finally have it. I've figured it out, and then it goes the other way. And you know there are weeks like this.
I know there are.
My wife says no, Gabriel, leave. I said no. Let the boy watch.
Let the boy watch gladly and safely, honestly. Okay, I've got a couple I want to throw at you. I'm open to conversation. I don't know how to feel.
You don't like my guarantee? And then I got to like talk real fast. Please bet responsibly. 1-800 and visit this website.
Caveat. I love yours. I love the spirit of yours. I'm scared. I'm scared of the NFL, man. You know that. I'm just scared to death of them. So Bama's at College Station, and the Aggies are getting 2.5 points. I feel like I'm someone who's, I'm at a dessert bar and I'm like, I don't want to be bad. I don't want to make a bad decision. And then cut to like, I have a whole box of donuts or something, you know, drizzled with chocolate syrup. Texas A&M look kind of bad or kind of good. Bama looks like Bama, but they're traveling. It's always weird at College Station for them. You got the fantastic Johnson brothers. You got the trick god king, Brad Johnson, in the crowd. I don't know, man. It's just, it's interesting.
Thick boy.
Thick arm boy. Oh my, he's taking his shirt off in the stands, we found out. I don't know. Just talk me through it. Help me process this.
You want to take your Texas A&M Aggies.
Not mine. I disavowed. I renounced rights, okay? You know a thing or two about really appreciating a team in Texas that you formerly were aligned with, right? I'm just trying to have an honest conversation with you, and I'm asking for your help, not your judgment.
My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch.
It's Bama. It's not Texas A&M plus 2.5.
It's not. Are you sure? Do you want to think a little more about that?
I do not. I am getting nervous. That are you going back on you being over Texas A&M?
Are you offering me I can be a Texas A&M fan again if you're a Houston Texans fan again? Is that what you're offering?
Absolutely not.
Feels like it.
I am offering you, if you bet on Texas A&M plus 2.5 and they win, you get to be a fan of theirs for free. I can't hold it against you anymore.
I don't know what to do. I honestly don't know what to do. This feels like right when they lull you back in and then it gets really dysfunctional.
They're not lulling you back in. Alabama is going there. It's not going to be a 2.5-point game.
I think I'm going to let the boy watch too. I'm not touching that. I'm glad.
That's the first time we've had a self-let the boy watch.
That's right. You know, I'm just trying to be honest with people. Okay, talk to me about Kentucky in Athens, going to Georgia. They are getting 14.5 points. Kentucky looked really great against Florida. They ran the ball at will. Georgia looked really not good defending the run. 14.5 is a lot of points. Georgia doesn't feel like they're scoring a lot of points. This does feel like a trap. This does feel like I don't think I could look Andre in the face and be like, I took Kentucky in the points in Athens.
I have a huge issue with this game. Okay.
Okay.
If I don't bet Georgia at home after what just happened at Auburn, -14.5 against Kentucky, and Georgia wins by 50, I'm going to be really mad at myself.
But you know what? See, I had the same logic. I keep waiting for Georgia to turn it on, and I've been chasing it, and I've just been losing money. And what if they just don't have it to turn on? You know, what if the engine doesn't turn over right now?
Well, Kentucky beat Florida. I'm not saying
they lose, but what if they lose, but like win by 5?
Kentucky beat Florida. Florida beat Tennessee. I don't know if all three of those teams might not be the best.
I just think the SEC's down a little bit, and that's okay.
The SEC is down a little bit, but guess what? Georgia at home is going to get their butt chewed out by Mr. Kirby Smart after what happened at Auburn. This is like a reverse trap game.
But see, that's what I thought last week was. I thought last week was going to be that, so I talked myself out of it. So I think I'm going to stay away. I'm going to stay away. And just, I want the dust to settle, and I'm going to understand.
You know what? I'm all in. I'm doing it.
Okay.
This is two bets that you've let the boy watch on your own bets. I don't know what we're doing here.
I'm bringing the conversation to the table, and I'm just letting it go where it goes. You know, I'm a shepherd. You know, I'm not a dictator. Is basically what it is.
So me following the format that both of us agreed on, that makes me a dictator. Is this correct?
No. It just means you're expecting me to come in here and tell you and like slap you around and be like, here's what's up. Are you in or are you out? And I'm like, consensus builder.
Yes, that is what I thought this segment was.
I'm not like, let's build the wall. I'm like, let's talk together about what we should do. I'm like, let's have a conversation. Let's just ask some questions first.
Unbelievable.
Michigan at Minnesota. They're giving 19.5 points. I think Michigan's a wagon. I've got a little JJ +3,000 for Heisman. He looks good. He looks
Caleb
good.
Williams. There's no point to bet on anything.
Probably. But Michigan's going to be there at the end. And if he's the best player on a title contender and they're undefeated, that's consideration. I just want a cash out option, you know?
They need to put some points out there, like even more for JJ to get the Heisman. They're winning. Yeah. They're winning. They're covering. They're a great team. Michigan is, but for JJ to get the Heisman, he's got to start like throwing
some splash.
Yeah, we need some splash.
Absolutely. Just like my Brock Bowers for Heisman bet needs a little splash. They started it last week at Auburn. I need more now. And then I've got Arkansas at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is favored by 11.5. I'm back on with Lane. I'm back in it. Arkansas.
Did you leave?
No, I just like was, you're not trustworthy because of how inept they look with Alabama. But Arkansas is pure butt.
Yep.
And I think Ole Miss, I think they know what they are and who they are. And I think they're going to be able to at least win by 2 touchdowns. We can't be stopped now
because it's bad boy for life. BTB, baby.
What does that mean? What's BTB?
Beat that butt.
So to recap, Michigan at Minnesota. I am officially, I'm bad boys for lifing myself by taking Michigan in the points. And I'm bad boys.
I'm following you on, I'm bad boysing both of those,
Ole Miss and Michigan. I just wanted to talk it out, man. I just wanted to like figure it out. I just wanted to ask my good friend Jason.
Pal, you know? I get it, but it's hard to like, if you don't say a pick, I can't follow or not follow you.
I know. Maybe you got to find it. You know, maybe it's part of the journey. Before we go to Cameo Close to the Pin, let's check in with Andre to get his 3-stack pack of picks.
Gentlemen, how we doing? What a great weekend it was with you all in Atlanta. Always love seeing the PMG do their thing on stage. And even better was watching you all sweat a couple of Notre Dame bets. Week 6 is upon us, so let's get after it. A couple of week 6 best bets. We're going to start with the Missouri Tigers +6.5. Hosting LSU, I think we see a shootout. Lots of points here, but I think the Tigers can keep it close. Also going to take Kansas -3 and UCLA -3.5. Lastly, a little bonus bet for you. I like those Texas A&M Aggies hosting Alabama. Take the +2.5. You know, sprinkle a little money line on that home dog.
Now let's go to Cameo closest to the pin. We are starting a fresh round. Fresh round of Cameo picks. Jason has, you won 2 rounds ago. I won last round. So slate is clean. You know, let's get this party started in a new and fresh way. I'm excited.
I mean, I've won other rounds too. I don't know. I guess we're just counting the last two.
To be honest, I don't remember. Have you won other rounds? Did you really win other rounds?
I had to have. Andre won one. I won one. You've never won until probably that one.
Why is that true? I don't know that we started the rounds. I do like the statistical arrogance of like, if I've been here, I've definitely won other rounds. I've 100% won other rounds. I like that. I appreciate that confidence.
Next gen stats.
Next gen stats, fastest ball carriers, et cetera. We, to honor your Bills' aggression and optimism, we're going to choose a member, a former member of the Bills organization, probably a member for life, Marv Levy, their coach, during their Super Bowl appearances. I did not think he was still alive. We kind of ran an unofficial dead or alive, and it turns out he is still alive at 98 and on Cameo. I'm impressed with that.
If he's actually doing these, that's pretty remarkable.
What's your end game if you're trying to get a Cameo from a 98-year-old person? Like, what are you really after?
Talking about the Bills' heyday, man. They went to 4 straight Super Bowls. That's impressive.
It is impressive, but like, you're having to write that out, you know?
Did he coach?
There's no Cameo option where you're like, just riff on the good old days, you know? I've got my number.
Marv Levy?
Mm-hmm.
$50.
Dang, man. I was between 50 and 100. I landed on 99 because part of me thought, if you're going to force an old man to do this, it's got to be worth his while. It's got to be more than $50, you know? And I'm assuming it's for charity.
I've thought that for a lot of people. And alas, I lost.
All right, Marv Levy, you can have him for $350.
Sheesh.
$350. His rating's 4.69 stars. That is lower than I'm used to seeing, to be honest with you.
Somebody did not like what they paid for.
So in his videos, it's always the same angle on his trophy case. And some of them he wears his Hall of Fame jacket. Most he does not. And he always holds a paper and reads from, which is a different energy probably than most people wanted. It may explain the 4.69 rating. But my guy looks 98. You know, he just looks 98.
And good for him.
If I'm 98 years old and I can do cameos, I will consider that a success.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
I hope he wasn't wearing an Apple Watch today.
God, thoughts and prayers on Marv Levy. He's wearing an Apple Watch or had his iPhone around. You know, we got to be gentle with some of these people. Maybe there's an option where they're like over 64, they didn't get the alert. Because like, what are they going to do? Nothing.
What are they going to do? Nothing.
Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the Over Underachievers. Before we go, we'd like to encourage you to spread the word about the show by tweeting, Instagramming, or just talking about it out loud around other people. You know, that's the best way to help us out, and it makes you look like a genius because of what great taste you have. As always, I'm Knox. He's Jason. We'll see you next time.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb and the shape of it out on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the wounds and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with it in the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Only shooting stars play from a road. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media map begs to differ, judging by the hole in the solar light picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty clear. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. When world's on fire, I'm not yours. That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All back when the only shooting stars with the moon.